إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله, I want you to imagine that you have just won your dream vacation, your favorite place in the whole world, a place that you are longing to visit. You won a dream vacation to that destination. And you have been informed that you're going to be traveling within a matter of days. Or imagine that one person on the face of the earth that you love more than anyone else, that person that you respect and love more than anyone, your favorite person on the face of the earth, imagine that he gives you a call and he says, I'm coming to visit you. I'll be there in a few days' time. Ask yourself, how would you feel in these situations? I imagine that you would be ecstatic. You would be ever so excited, and that you would start preparing for that trip. You would start preparing for that guest who is coming to you, because you want to leave an impression on that person. You want to benefit from every moment that you have with them. You will make preparations. Now I have some news for you. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is only a matter of a few days away. In barely a week's time, Ramadan will be at our doorstep. I want you now to ask yourselves, how did you feel when I made this announcement? I'm certain that amongst the Muslims, there are those when they hear that Ramadan is coming, they're disappointed and they're sad. Oh no, not again! I have to stop for a month. You know, I have to show people that I'm good. I have to fake it for a month. I can't do this for a month. I can't. There are people who will receive Ramadan grudgingly. And there are those amongst us who, when we hear the news of Ramadan, although we may not be disappointed and we will not receive Ramadan grudgingly, except that we will have mixed emotions. Ramadan is coming, yeah, you know, it's one of the pillars of Islam, like I have to fast. Alhamdulillah, anyways, I'll get through it somehow. And they say, Wallahu A'lam, perhaps this is the case with a great many of us. And I might even venture to say that it's the case with a majority amongst us. And of course there are people who have different emotions when they hear about the approach of Ramadan. But truly, how many, when they hear that Ramadan is just around the corner, they're ecstatic? How many are really bursting at the seams with excitement because Ramadan is about to come upon us? The reality is there's very few. And I beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those few. As for those who were excited about that trip, or excited about that friend or that individual who was coming to visit them, the reason for that excitement is probably because they understand the value of those opportunities. So when it comes to Ramadan, how come we're not bursting at the seams with excitement? How come we're not ecstatic? Then perhaps it is because we haven't truly understood the value of Ramadan and those opportunities that will be presented to us during the month of Ramadan. And we can see this in the fact that so many Ramadans have come and gone. And for the most part, we get through the month. We go through the motions. We fast according to the letter of the law. We abstain from food and drink and intimacy for a certain number of hours during the day. And we might even go for Salat al-Taraweeh. But really at the end, we get little more out of Ramadan than the fact that we had to suffer some hunger and some inconveniences. Again, that's probably because we haven't understood the true meaning of Ramadan. What Ramadan really is. What is the value of Ramadan? Besides being the ninth month of the Muslim lunar calendar, Ramadan indeed is a very special month. A very special time indeed. Ramadan is that month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored and preferred over all the months of the year. How could it not be when it is that Allah jalla sha'nuhu chose this month, or chose that during this month the Qur'an, or the beginning of the revelation of the Qur'an, would start in this month. Allah Jalla wa'ala ordered and commanded his angel Jibreel alayhi salam to first come to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a portion of the Qur'an during this month, the month of Ramadan. And more specifically, he chose a night during that month. We all know it as Laylatul Qadr, or the night of decree as they call it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that night which lies in the month of Ramadan that he sent the Quran down during it. He says what means that we have indeed sent it down on a blessed night. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. We have indeed sent it down during the night of Al-Qadr, the night of decree. And what will make you understand? In other words, as much as you know about it, you will still not truly appreciate its value. And what will make you understand what the night of decree is? The night of decree is better, in other words, it is greater in value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than 1,000 months. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was revealed. So this in and of itself is proof of what a wonderful month and what a great month the month of Ramadan is. Let's now look also at some of the glad tidings that came our way from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning this month, the month of Ramadan. At-Tabarani alayhi rahmatullah narrates from the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu arda, the following from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that when Ramadan would approach us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, in other words, welcoming Ramadan, giving Ramadan the special welcome. أتاكم رمضان شهر أو شهر بركة أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء وينظر فيه إلى تنافسكم في الخير ويباهي بكم ملائكته فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم في رمضان رحمة الله عز وجل. A great hadith that we need to ponder over. Perhaps it will prepare us for Ramadan by making us appreciate the value of Ramadan. So he used to say to them, أَتَاكُمْ رَمَضَانُ شَهْرُ بَرَكَةٍ. Ramadan has come to you. It is a month of blessing. Do we know what it means when we say barakah? Barakah means an increase in everything that is good. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us barakah, He increases everything good for us. شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month covers us, that is, with His blessings and His goodness. So what does He do subhanahu wa ta'ala? فينزل الرحمة. If we spoke only about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would take us many weeks. Let me summarize in only a few words. فَيُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ الْبَرَكَاتِ وَالرَّحَمَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His mercy during the month of Ramadan. You know, perhaps we will understand something of the value of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal if we listen to our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said the following words: لَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ. قِيلَ وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ. يَا الله. He says, صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ لَنْ يَدْخُلَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ بِعَمَلِهِ. That none of you will ever enter paradise through his or her deeds. Imagine, no matter what you do, it is not your actions ultimately which will enter you into paradise. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't work for paradise. No, it doesn't mean that at all. Basically what that means is that if we were to work all our lives simply to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one of His favors upon us, we would never be able to repay Him for that one favor. Think about it. Your eyesight, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the ability to see. Imagine for a moment that you could not see. If you wouldn't know, or if you couldn't tell the difference between red and white, for example, you wouldn't be able to see the face of your mother or your father. Wow. The eyesight itself is a great gift. In any event, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, through our actions, none of us will attain paradise. Like you and I, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, were amazed by this statement. What? I mean, none of us will enter paradise because of what we do. So they said to him, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Not even you, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his response was, وَلَا أَنَا. Not even me, unless Allah were to cover me, unless Allah were to shower me with His mercy. Rahmatullah. فَيُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ. That rahmah, that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you and I are greatly in need of, will be sent down in abundance during the month of Ramadan. But remember that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reach those who deserve it. You think that while you're glued to the television, the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla is going to reach you? You think that while you're hanging out with those colleagues and friends of yours who don't care about Allah, that the mercy of Allah Jalla wa Ala is going to reach you? Do you think that while you are engaging in acts that displease Allah Jalla Sha'nuh, the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will reach you? La Allah. The mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will reach us if we are in the proper surroundings, if we are surrounded by the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the mercy of Allah Jalla Sha'nuh will reach us in the masajid, in the houses of Allah Azza wa Jalla, where Allah is remembered, where Allah is prayed to, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah will reach those in their homes, those who gather their families and recite the Quran together, those who in their homes are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and begging of His forgiveness. The mercy, the rahmah of Allah azza wa jal will reach those who raise their hands in humility before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they beg of Him. They ask Him for all their needs. The mercy of Allah azza wa jal will reach those people. فَيُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So Ramadan so far, أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة, a month of blessings. Allah covers us during this month with goodness and with blessings. فَيُنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ, so He sends down mercy. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا, it's an opportunity for us to have our sins forgiven. يَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا, He decreases sins, He washes away sins. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn in so many of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes it easy for us to abstain from sins. For as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Ramadan comes about, guess what happens from the first night? Imagine, from the moment that Ramadan enters, the forces of evil are kept under check. How? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens wide the gates of paradise, and they will remain open for the entire month. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala shuts the gates of hell and keeps them closed until the end of the month. And during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the devils and the rebellious amongst the jinn chained up so that they cannot do in Ramadan what they do outside of Ramadan. وَيَحُقُّ الْخَطَايَا, it makes it easy for us to stay away from wrong, so our sins are decreased. And if we turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, all our previous sins are forgiven as well. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Have we forgotten this great hadith in which we are told, before I continue, when I say to you, the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I say to you this is a hadith, then don't think these are words that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uttered to make us feel good, to encourage us, and that's the end of the story. Know and rest assured that what He's informing us of, He received that knowledge from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directly. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. So when I say to you, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, in reality, I am telling you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is relating to us what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him. So he's informing us of what Allah jalla wa ala has informed him of. مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَيَحُبُّ الْخَطَايَا. He decrees the sins. He will forgive all of your sins. Because if you fast, as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told us, if you fast Ramadan, إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا, out of faith, I mean not fasting because you will feel shy in front of your family, fasting because you believe that this is a duty that you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاحْتِسَابًا, hoping for a reward from Allah jalla wa ala. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All of that person's previous sins are forgiven. And which of us is free of sin? And which of us doesn't want to meet Allah jalla wa ala with a clean slate? If you meet Allah jalla sha'nuh with a clean slate, without a single sin in your book of deeds, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter you into paradise. وَيَحُبُّ الْخَطَايَا. Then he continues, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاء. And during this month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our supplications, our dua. Ramadan and dua are strongly linked. If you look to the Quran, you find that while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us about Ramadan, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ شَهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks of the month of Ramadan, and he makes obligatory upon us the fasting of Ramadan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues telling us some of the things, informing us of some of the rules. وَحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ الرَّفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ. Now in between, Allah Jalla wa Ala is speaking of Ramadan, the virtue of Ramadan. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. He's speaking of His favorite upon us and telling us about some of the rulings that we need to be aware of during the month of Ramadan. In between, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And when my slaves ask you concerning me, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us that He is indeed near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And He responds to the call of the caller when He calls upon Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءِ. Imagine this is a month during which our supplications, our requests from Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be answered. As a matter of fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, ثَلَاثُ دَعَوَاتٍ مُشْتَجَابَاتٍ, that there are three supplications, or there are the supplications of three types of people which will be answered. دَعْوَةُ الصَّائِمِ وَدَعْوَةِ الْمَظْلُومِ وَدَعْوَةُ الْمُسَافِرِ. دعوة الصائم ودعوة المظلوم ودعوة المسافر. The first of them that he mentioned is the supplication of the one who is fasting, as well the supplication of the one who is being oppressed, as well the supplication of the one who is on a journey. So yet something else we learn from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is that Ramadan comes with this great opportunity, an opportunity of having our prayers answered. And remember though, that in order for our dua to be answered, in order for our supplications to be answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make certain that we lift all the veil between us and Allah Jalla wa Ala. By that I mean, perhaps we are doing things, and because of those sins and those wrongs that we are committing, our dua, our supplication will not reach Allah Jalla wa Ala. He will refuse to hear our supplications. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also says in this hadith, after وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِيهِ الدُّعَاءُ وَيَنْظُرُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ. Wow. Allah Jalla wa Ala is closely observing us during the month of Ramadan. وَيَنْظُرُ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ تَنَافُسِكُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ. He wants to see how we are competing in doing good. When Ramadan comes, how are we going to behave? Yes, we should be competing in the month of Ramadan. Remember those who are spending their night in prayer. Remember those who are completing the Quran many times over. Remember those who are giving charity in the month of Ramadan and try to compete with them. See how much you can do. See how much you can do during the month of Ramadan. Allah wants to see us compete in the month of Ramadan. But not the competition that we find today. Today, we compete to see who can make the tastiest iftar. Who makes the best soup in Ramadan. Who bakes the best bread in Ramadan. This is not what Allah Jalla wa Ala is looking for. He's not looking at us to see how we compete in this. He's looking to see how we compete in gaining closeness to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُبَاهِي بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً. Why? So that He can boast about you before His angels. Allahu Jalla wa Ala. Don't you want that? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would mention you before His angels. Those angels whom Allah Jalla wa Ala has created. And they only worship Allah and they commit no evil. He subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts to them who are closest to Him about us if we are spending our time wisely during the month of Ramadan. Then he concludes sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is an address to me and to the rest of you. فَأَرُوَّاهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. Now that you know that this is a month of blessing, now that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down every good during this month, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down His mercy during this month, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua during this month. He wants to see you compete in doing good deeds after knowing all of this, because He wants to boast about you to His angels. After knowing all of this, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, then show Allah of yourselves good. Show Him the best of yourselves. Show Him your good side. Show Him what you're made of. This is why some of them used to say that if Ramadan comes, let Allah see what I'm all about. I will show Allah what I'm really about. In other words, I will spend my days fasting in a manner that pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will spend my time reciting the Quran. I will spend my time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will spend my time in dua. I will spend my time standing in prayer during the night before Allah Jalla wa Ala. I will spend my time trying to complete the Quran as many times as I can. I will spend my time feeding the poor and giving charity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ خَيْرًا. Then he says صَلَوَاتُ رَبِّي وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِي رَمَضَانَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Then he tells us of the truly unfortunate and wretched one. He says, indeed, the unfortunate or the wretched one is the one who during Ramadan has been deprived the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in another hadith, we learn of a dua, a supplication, made by Jibreel alayhi salam. And trust me, there are no barriers between Jibreel alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then his dua would be rejected. Jibreel, perhaps the greatest angel that we know of, makes the dua. He says, Rabbi ma'ais, may he be disgraced and may he be humiliated. Khaba wa khasir. What a loser, what a failure he is. Who is that person? That Jibreel alayhi salam made a dua against? رَضِي مَأَنْ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانْ وَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. May that person be disgraced who witnesses Ramadan, who is alive to see Ramadan, and that person doesn't attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All those opportunities, the forces of evil are kept under check. Allah Jalla wa Ala sends down His mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy for us, and yet we don't attain His. Indeed, such a person is a failure and a loser. After saying that dua, Jibreel alayhi salam said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ آمين. Say آمين. And آمين, the meaning of the word آمين is, O Allah, accept. Accept this supplication. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, آمين. Now you tell me, do you think that dua would be rejected? A dua made by Jibreel alayhi salam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ameen to it. So let's be of those who appreciate the value of Ramadan. Let's be of those who really are bursting at the seams with excitement because Ramadan is around the corner. It's a great opportunity. This month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the Qur'an. This month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our prayers. This month of Ramadan, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see what we are made of, the good that we can do. I mentioned to you also already one of those great glad tidings, that when the month of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the gates of paradise. Now this, as the ulama said, can be taken literally, or it could mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to tell us that during this month, people are obeying Him. People are doing nothing but good. So this is sort of a manner in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to explain that to us. We also need to know, and we mentioned this when we spoke of the revelation of Quran, that during this month, and this is now something we need to be aware of in order to plan for Ramadan. We have to know that during that month, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliver us until it, know that during that month, there is a night, that night of Laylatul Qadr, that whatever good you and I have to do during that night, then the reward for that will be multiplied. And it will be as though we did that good for over 1,000 months. I'm not saying for 1,000 months, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, because Allah Azza wa Jalla says that it is greater in value than 1,000 months. The month of Ramadan, as you and I all know, is a month of fasting. Shahru Sawm. And fasting is one of the greatest forms of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Asiyah. Why did Allah Jalla wa Ala prescribe fasting for us during that month? We hear from many people that Ramadan is a special time. Ramadan is family time. Ramadan is. And perhaps there's truth to much of that. But very rarely do we hear people when they speak about Ramadan. Not even amongst ourselves, leave alone before non-Muslims. Even when we speak to non-Muslims about Ramadan, it's not a shame to tell them why Allah Jalla wa Ala prescribed fasting for us. We talked about how we feel for the poor. It's all true. But why can't we tell them the real reason? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is the main purpose for which Allah Jalla wa'ala has prescribed fasting for us, that we might attain at-taqwa, that we might be more God-conscious, that we will become individuals who keep our duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Why? Because of صَوْمُ جُنَّةِ. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us, that fasting acts as a shield between us and the hellfire, between us and sins. Fasting is one of the most beloved of acts to Allah Jalla wa'ala. For as he tells us in that hadith Qudsi, all of the deeds of Bani Adam, of the children of Adam, are for themselves. إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Except for fasting, it has a special place. Fasting is specifically for Allah Azza wa Jal, and He subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards for it, and rewards for it without measure. So the month of Ramadan is coming. I hope that every one of us will ponder over what we have heard. Let me repeat that hadith one more time, so that it will be an incentive for us. That if we ponder over it enough, inshaAllah ta'ala, we will be excited about the coming of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاكم الله فيه فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء وينظر فيه إلى تنافسكم في الخير ويباهي بكم ملائكته فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا فإن الشقي من حرم في رمضان رحمة الله عز وجل. Quickly, the meaning of the hadith is that Ramadan has come. It is a month of blessing. Allah surrounds you in it, that is, with blessings and with goodness. And so He sends down mercy, and He decreases sins, and He accepts supplications or prayers, and He looks at your competing for good during it, and He boasts about you to His angels. So show Allah the good which is in you. For indeed, the wretched, the unfortunate one, is the one who has been deprived in Ramadan of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I beg of Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us amongst the winners during the month of Ramadan. And I beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to deliver us from that month, so that we can show Him what we are truly made of. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وعليكم أيها المسلمون بالجماعة، فإن يد الله على الجماعة ومن شد شد في النار. واعلموا أن الجماعة هي التمسك بالكتاب والسنة وبمنهج الصحابة الكرام رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. يا ابن آدم أحبب ما شئت فإنك مفارقه، واعمل ما شئت فإنك ملاقيه، وكن كما شئت فكما تدين تدان. ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتابه المبين. فقال جل من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل فأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل اللهم الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم على عدوهم وعدوك يا عزيز يا قوي. اللهم أرنا في أعدائك عجائب قدرتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان، ووفقنا لصيامه وقيامه على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح حال المسلمين، اللهم ردنا إليك ردا جميلا، وألف بين قلوبنا، ووحد صفوفنا، واجمع كلمتنا على الحق يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. قوموا إلى صلاتكم، رحمكم الله.